Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, we are just days away from the third annual South Carolina Agribiz and Farm Expo. This is a new show, and it's been being fine-tuned every year, and I think we are in store for the best one yet.
Well, I think you're right. This is the third one, and it is growing every year. The attendance was up pretty good in the second year of the first, and even now in the third year, more events planned. And that's really what we try to do, is that when farmers and others interested in agriculture leave home, we want it to be worth their while to make the trip to Florence next week for 1 or 2 days and get their money's worth and get their time's worth, because time is our most valuable and limited resource.
Absolutely. Now, and they have expanded the vendors. There's more vendors than ever now.
Yeah, that's right. It's a great trade show, great setup there at the Florence Civic Center, and more shows, more events. One thing people said, they'd like to have a little better food opportunities, so we've got some catered lunches going on by Sea Eagle Market. They're a great certified SC Grown member, and they'll have pork and seafood, all from South Carolina. So, again, just listening to the folks attending, we want to try to respond that way.
Now, in addition, there is more opportunities for education this year.
Well, that's right. We are making a stronger push, as you know, on agritourism. So we have an agritourism mini conference on Wednesday. Also, there's a small farm mini conference. A lot of particulars about small farming operation. Also, Farm Bureau is partnering a little more this year. They have a symposium again. We did something last year. We're going to try again the farm accident rescue training. We read stories from time to time, folks trapped in grain bins. So this is just valuable training, just good, useful education, not only to learn what new products are out there on the trade show, but new meetings to attend, again, where it is worth their time to come over.
Now, there's always a couple of ticketed events that are in addition to the regular show, and those are in place this year. There's a fundraising aspect to a couple of them.
Well, that's right. On Wednesday night, it's a Taste of South Carolina. It's $25, and it's the stations of different foods with all from across the state, from our specialty food producers, but also some certified SC grown producers. Then Thursday morning is what you're referring to, is the Commissioner's Breakfast, and that is a fundraiser for the South Carolina Commissioner's School of Agriculture that we do every year with Clemson. Those tickets are $25 each. They are separate tickets for the Wednesday night event and for the Thursday morning event, but all going toward great causes and usually well attended, and I think some of the highlights of the Agribiz Expo.
Absolutely. All right. That South Carolina Agribiz and Farm Expo gets underway a week from Wednesday the 14th at the Florence Civic Center in Florence. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.